Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, faithful Squiz Kids listeners, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults Bumper Holiday Squiz on the subject of Under the Sea. I'm Bryce Corbett. All year in the Squiz Kids Daily Podcast, we've been bringing you the big news stories of the day, run through our kid-friendly filter to make sure you know all you need to know about the world around you. And at the end of every week, we've tested how much you've retained in the Kids vs. Adults Weekly News Squiz. But now, because it's the holidays, we're presenting a series of bumper Kids vs. Adult quizzes on a bunch of fun topics to see who's smarter. Kids or adults. Plus, we've got all this week's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the weekend ahead, including, of course, the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be a Friday without it. So, here's how this quiz works. 10 questions for kids, then 10 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions wins. Easy peasy. You ready, then? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your 10 questions. Question number one, and we'll start with the name of this very quiz, Under the Sea, which shares its name with a song from which Disney movie that tells the tale of a mermaid who falls in love with a sailor? Yeah, that's right. The movie I'm talking about is, of course, The Little Mermaid. Question number two, what is the name of that mermaid in the movie The Little Mermaid? Her name, of course, is Ariel. Question number three, okay, enough questions about movies. What say we dive under the sea and get our David Attenborough on and start with some questions about marine life? And here's one for you. Whale sharks are one of the biggest fish in the sea. Are they approximately the same size as A, a school bus, B, a small car, or C, a fridge? That's right, they're the same size as A, a school bus. How about that? Question number four. How many hearts does an octopus have? Is it A, 1, B, 3, or C, 17? The answer is B, 3. Imagine having 3 hearts. Wonder if you'd love 3 times as hard. Question number 5. Still on octopuses, true or false? Octopuses have blue blood. The answer, my friends, is in fact true. How weird is that? Question number 6. Which ocean creature also has the title of the largest animal on Earth? Well done if you said the blue whale. Question number 7. What is a group of fish that swim together called? Well done if you said a school. A school of fish, of course it is. Question number 8. True or false? Great white sharks do not have bones. Did you say true? Well, you would be correct. Question number 9. Who am I? I'm a sea creature that breathes through a hole in the top of my head. I can be found in every ocean of the world, and in a couple of the world's rivers too. I come in different varieties, including dusky, striped, Amazon River, and bottlenose. I like to travel in pods, and I communicate in clicks and wheezes. I'm widely considered one of the most intelligent animals in the ocean. I am what? Well done if you said a dolphin. Question number 10. How many eggs does a sea turtle lay at one time? Is it A, 5 to 10, B, 40 to 50, or C, 100 to 120? Congratulations if you said C, 100 to 120. How did you go, kids? How many did you get right out of 10? Do you reckon that's enough to beat the adults? Here's hoping. All right, adults, now it's your turn. Fire up the grey matter. Here we go. Question number one. What's the fastest fish in the sea? Is it A, a tiger shark, B, a dolphin, or C, a sailfish? Well done if you said C, a sailfish. They can swim at up to 110 kilometers per hour. That is fast. Question number two. Name the sea creature which lives in waters around the Arctic Circle and which is also known as the unicorn of the sea. I'm talking, of course, about the narwhal. Question number three. True or false? At night, parrotfish encase themselves in a bubble of their own snot to avoid being detected by predators. That, my friends, is gross but true. Question number four. The heart of a prawn is located in which part of its body? Is it A, its head, B, its tail, or C, its bottom? Aha! Congratulations if you said A, its head. Question number five. Seals and sea lions are often confused with one another, but what do sea lions have that seals do not? Is it A, whiskers, B, ear flaps, or C, a mane? Get it? Sea lions? A mane? I thought that was quite funny. The answer is in fact B, ear flaps. Question number six. What body part does a walrus use to locate its prey? It uses its whiskers. How about that? Question number seven. True or false? The moray eel is known for constantly opening and closing its mouth, something it does as a threatening gesture to scare off attackers. That is indeed false. They don't have gills, so they open and close their mouths to breathe. Question number eight. How much of the Earth's surface is covered by ocean? Is it A, 51%, B, 71%, or C, 81%? Well done if you said B, 71%. That's a lot, huh? Question number nine. True or false? If a great white shark stops swimming, it will die. It is in fact true. Great white sharks rely on water passing through their mouths and through their gills to extract oxygen to breathe. So how about that? Question number 10. How many oceans are there on planet Earth? Well done if you said five, and maybe an extra half a point if you'd named them Pacific, Indian, Atlantic, Arctic, and Southern. How did you go, adults? How many did you get right? Did you beat the kids? Who won bragging rights this week? Well, that's the end of the quiz, which means it's now time for...
shoutouts.
It's Friday, April 12, last day of Term 1 if you're in New South Wales, South Australia or the ACT, and the last day of the holidays if you're in Queensland, Victoria, WA or the Northern Territory. Also, it's a very big week this past week for lots of Squiz kids who celebrated their birthday. And indeed, a whole bunch of kids who are going to be celebrating their birthday over the coming weekend. And because there's so many of you, let's crack out that old birthday reggae tune. Hit it! And it was a happy birthday this week to Isabel from Millfield, Oliver from Mount Gravatt, Jamal from Mount Druitt, Lane from Glenmore Park, Tarquin and Rosie from Ashmont, Fox from Stanwell Park, Harriet from Westlake, Arthur from Allambie Heights, Sumaya from Point Cook, Alex from Broadbeach Waters, Akeem from Ballarat, Madeline from Meadows Springs, Tilly from Woongarra, Taylor from Taree, James from Mount Eden, Samuel from Nelson Bay, Camilla from Yass, Amy from Tarragindi, Mahi from Ashgrove, Marlo from Pasco Vale, Nora from Richmond, Ella from Cameray, Kelvin and Vivian from Springwood, and Isla from Gables. And celebrating a birthday over the coming weekend are Hurried Up from Schofields, Daniel from Golgong, Evie from Warrnambool, Jordana from Aldinga Beach, Oscar from Ashmont, Isabel from Fig Tree, Angelina and Mark from Riverwood, Tong from Newtown, Jeremy from Warunga, Hazel from Ringwood East, and Kyle, who's listening all the way over there in Taipei City in Taiwan. Happy birthday, one and all. Don't forget, if you want a birthday shout-out, fill out the form on our website or drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. I hope you've been enjoying these quizzes. I'll be back again on Monday with the first Squiz Kids Today daily news podcast for Term 2, when we'll be resuming normal programming. But if you can't wait that long, jump on into our back catalogue where you'll find a heap of holiday quizzes, shortcuts and Squiz the Worlds from months and years gone by. Excellent school holiday content for all the family. This is Bryce Corbett signing off and reminding you all to get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.